Well, California officials say this is the deadliest week of wildfires in that state's history. Parts of Northern California scorched, entire neighborhoods gone. The greatest damage in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, 400 people still reported missing, although many could just be displaced and without their cell phones. Ted Goldberg is covering the fires for KQED in San Francisco. And Ted, the bad news here, as if we could need more, is that the winds that whipped these fires are coming back.
Yeah, that's true. Right now, and I just spoke to a CAL FIRE representative, they are hoping that they can gain some ground throughout the day today. And that's because the winds for the first part of the day are not expected to be as strong as they are going to be tonight and then tomorrow. So actually, we did get a slight amount of good news this morning. Two of the very massive, the large fires that are burning in the North Bay, this is in Sonoma and Napa and Solano counties, firefighters were able to get actually some significant containment on two of them, the Tubbs and Atlas fires. You know, we had been reporting for days 0% contained, 3% contained. This morning, both of those fires are at least 25% contained. Mm. But you're right. The news is, for the most part, very bad. There are 31 people who have died in these fires. Yesterday, the mayor of Santa Rosa in Sonoma County announced that close to 3,000 homes have been destroyed.
Right. And are there new mandatory evacuation orders?
You know what? There are not many new mandatory evacuation orders. Every now and then, authorities in Sonoma and Napa counties will announce some advisory evacuations, which pretty much just means, you know, you can go if you want. You should be ready to go at a moment's notice. There was an actual mandatory evacuation in Napa County that was lifted in a couple of different neighborhoods. But, you know, for the most part, many people are, you know, have been outside of their homes for, you know, since Sunday night when these fires began. They don't know if their homes have been destroyed, and that's been a big, frustrating waiting game that they've had to play since then.
Well, not only not knowing if their homes are destroyed, but not knowing even if they can get back to their homes, when they can go in them. I mean, gas is turned off. I mean, what's the sense of what happens if they can go back?
Well, we sent a reporter to an intersection in the North Bay where, you know, sort of authorities had put up a barrier and said, you know, when and if you are allowed back in, this is where you'll be allowed to go through. But, you know, they were just waiting there and hoping to go back inside to their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the frustration was just so great.
Well, and the terrible stories that are surfacing in Santa Rosa, a vacationing couple in their 70s fled into a pool, but they were then burned by embers and choked by smoke. The wife dying in her husband's arms. Another couple stayed in a freezing neighbor's pool, you know, for 6 hours, freezing water. Also battled falling, burning debris and smoke. They survived. I mean, you know, what kinds of things are surfacing?
Well, you know, right now, I think what's surfacing is that we are going to be waiting a long time before we find out the end of this story. I think right now we're in the midst of something. You know, a lot of times when disasters happen, you know, they take place and then, you know, for the next few days, we describe that in the news business as the aftermath. And I really believe that we are actually, it's happening still right now. These fires, you know, I mentioned that there was some containment on them, but they are not out and they are still threatening communities. And there are still large neighborhoods where people have not been, authorities have not been able to go yet and to inspect homes. And it's believed that some of those unaccounted for, you know, could have died in those homes. And we may not know, you know, the numbers for a very long time. So I think this is just the beginning of what's become a very, you know, sad story.
Yeah. Well, and just to last, the air quality, it's been compared to Beijing, emergency rooms crowded, schools closed, and there might be small fibers that can embed in people's lungs.
I mean, the way things look in San Francisco, where our station is located, for the last few days, you know, the sky has been white. The sun has been orange. Our bus drivers are wearing masks around their faces. You can see people on bicycles with those white masks as well. You know, yesterday they announced that San Francisco State University was canceling classes today. In San Francisco, this is an hour away from where these fires are. We've been in touch with SFO, San Francisco International Airport. In the last 3 days, 300 flights have been canceled because of the smoke problems. Mm-hmm. I have never experienced smoke this week ever. Like it's been here, it's been a very frustrating thing. We actually have been smelling it inside buildings for several days.
The Oakland Raiders practicing with masks on. Ted Goldberg of KQED in San Francisco has this terrible story of the fires, as he said, an hour away, continues. Ted, thanks so much.
Thank you.